The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. Good to be back with you. I'd like to offer my apologies for the technical glitches yesterday before we started. And to thank you for your kindness in that respect. So we're going to pursue our training in emptiness with the aspiration of cutting through the illusion of self. And so to begin, we recognize the wholesomeness of mental seclusion. So, knowing the tendency of the mind to proliferate, we carefully place all our concerns, worries, stresses outside the meditation space. We can come back to them later. No need for them now. So begin by assuming your meditation posture. Settling in to whatever is supporting you. Whether it's a cushion, a floor, a bed, a chair, and feeling the contact, this body. And this is contacting with the earth. And closing the eyes, if that's comfortable for you. And letting the attention come to the breathing. Long, slow, deep inhale and exhale. As a way of connecting. And we'll do a brief but hopefully loving body scan, bringing warmth and kindness and metta to all the parts of our body. And as we do so, relaxing them to the best we can. So starting with the head, the eyes are closed. And see if you can feel the muscles in your face. See if there's any tensions anywhere in the forehead or behind the eyes or around the mouth. Any sort of holding. And it's a lovely thing to soften that. And bringing our loving attention down through the neck. And then letting go of the shoulders, the arms, and the hands. And down through the torso, the heart, the belly, the pelvis. Loving awareness through the legs and down through the feet. And now, making the connection with the earth and drawing up the earth's energy through the feet, up through the legs, the pelvis, the belly, the torso, the shoulders, arms, and hands, the neck, the face, and the crown of the head, scalp, and that little opening, the remnant of the fontanelle. We can let that loving awareness shine out into the sky. So, being grateful for this body, however it is. And now, sweetening our mental state, our mind state, with a taste of metta. Lighting a little candle in the heart and letting it warm and encourage this body. And then little by little, letting it spread out far and wide to the front, to the right, to the back, to the left, above and below. Gently radiating metta. Doesn't matter how far it goes. The intention is benevolence towards all creatures everywhere in this universe. And now keeping that flavor of metta as a sort of background theme to our meditation, inviting the mind to rest in the body, resting in the body as a home. It's a safe and wise space for placing our awareness. If you like, you can imagine the myriad biological processes going on in your body. Experiencing the body as flow, inconstancy, constantly changing and fundamentally empty of a self. And we can move from the ecology of the body to the ecology of the earth and sense our interdependence with all the various creatures on the earth. Each breath, taking in oxygen and giving away CO2, sharing these molecules with who knows what beings and when and where. We are all in this together, I like to say. And I find thinking of my life in ecological terms to be very, very beneficial. It's really physically the case that there's nothing substantial that we can really reify as a self that's in control of everything. It simply doesn't exist. And these molecules that we share and receive, this process is so ephemeral. Who knows who's participating? Sometimes we breathe in molecules that somebody else, perhaps like Ajahn Chah or the Buddha, perhaps, may have breathed in some of the molecules that we're breathing. And then getting down to basics. Seeing the body in the body. And this means that we see the Dharma in the body. Knowing our own and others' bodies are just impermanent phenomena. And now opening up our awareness to whatever is arising moment by moment, through any of the sense doors, and very carefully attending to our lived experience. This is crucial because in each moment we create the causes and conditions for the next moment. And so the crucial importance of seeing clearly, of keeping our mindfulness fully in gear so that we can see when something arises, whether it's wholesome or unwholesome. And then we can decide which way to go. And instead of choosing the path of bondage, being stuck, we can choose the path to freedom. May my practice be a cause for awakening. So whatever you do, choose mindfulness. Keep practicing like this. keeping our awareness on our lived experience in this body, in this place, in this moment, attending to whatever arises and seeing that clearly. Seeing the inconstancy of all that we experience. The flow of our experience. And being friends with whatever arises. And choosing which path to take if something less wholesome arises. As we come to the end of this sitting, we reflect on the goodness of this path of practice. And we each open our circle of care to offer whatever wholesome conditions we've created in this meditation to benefit all living beings on this planet. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected. Being safe, may we be contented, at ease. May we all abide in peace. And may all of us and all beings everywhere be free. I bow to you all, I bow to your practice, and I invite you to join me as we bow to each other with gratitude for this circle of Sangha.